Red God album session. Vocalist Mr. Ron Marshall. Y'all enjoy.
Yes, that was the Don't Turn Away From God album, and that was just the intro. You'll hear more of that a little bit later on, but today we're going to abide in God's word, and we're going to abide well. In John 15:4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye accept. Ye abide in me. Yes, 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 yes. Today we are going to have a good sermon. So welcome to Let's Do a Radio Sanctuary, as this is the first Sunday Communion Service, August the 7th, 2022. I am your host for the evening, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Dalco Designs, broadcasting to you, not just here, not just there, but worldwide. And so thank you. Goes out to all of you in the worldwide listening audience for joining us today on another Sunday service. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember to have your sacraments together for communion. Now let's put your hands together for none other than Reverend Ronnie Marshall, as we receive him, as he is the assistant pastor at the Virginia Baptist Church in Wrightsville, Arkansas, with an arousing and warm spiritual welcome. Put your hands together. Yeah. Yeah. We will have greetings from Reverend Ron Marshall.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you. Such a wonderful day to hear the word of the Lord and to grow a little bit more in his ways and to understand him more. This is a beautiful evening, and we thank God for it. Now let us tune in and be attentive and hurry up and call someone and get them on the line so they can grow from one level of faith to another this evening. God bless you, and we love you a whole big bunch. All right.
Amen. Yes. Amen. We won't stop there. We'll have invitational prayer and scripture. I believe his sister is on the line. Is that right?
Yes, Dr. Lula.
Would you like to do the invocational prayer, and then we'll have a scripture by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, if you would be so kind as to do so.
Amen. Good evening, worldwide radio land. Oh, we thank the Lord. We come to you today, Father, thanking you for this rich study of your word.
Yes.
We are humbled to be in the midst of the word of God.
Yes.
And Lord, we have no complaints today. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We just want to give a shout out to you. We just want to bombard heaven for you. And God, we know that the Bible says all things work for the good of those who love the Lord.
Yeah.
And he said that he would reward those that diligently seek him. And now, God, we ask that you forgive us for our many sins, look beyond our faults and failures to see all of our needs. And, God, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough. We know that there's none like you. We searched all over, and we could find nobody greater.
There's
nobody greater than you. We looked to the east, the west, the north, the south. We still couldn't find nobody because there was no one greater than you. And, God, we just give you the honor, all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. We give it to you, God. No matter what our situation is and what it looks like, it's still in your hands. And once we turn it all over to you, the Bible says there's no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. The Bible says it just won't work. And the Bible says strongly, Psalms 91 verse 11, the Lord will give the angels charge over your life.
Yes.
And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And for that, we give you praise, 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 praise.
And
all of the blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Fix our mind and heart for this word, God. Thank you for this word that's coming forth tonight, this pastor.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. We'll have scripture by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, and then a song, and an introduction.
Our scripture this evening will come from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and I'll begin reading at the first verse and go as the Lord shall lead us. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimonies of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of men, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Paul, who had known the mind of the Lord, that they may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. God bless you. May God add a blessing to the reader and the hearers of his word.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we want to welcome the McCulloughs as well. They're on the line with us. And so I don't know if they want to say anything, want to greet us. I think Reverend Rodney is out there. You out there, Reverend Rodney?
Yeah, we trying to get to the phone. Well, we greet everybody
in
the name of our Lord and our Savior. It's good to hear the scripture read and the prayers offered. We are excited about Holy Communion Sunday, and we are also excited about the word.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. How are you? Miss you all.
Greetings.
Doing well.
Amen.
Good. Let us rejoice today, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it as we hear the song, Don't Turn Away from God. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Don't turn away from God.
Hallelujah.
Is your protector, your helper, your strength. He's everything. He's your shepherd. Why do you want to turn away from somebody who's always in your corner? Answer me that question.
Mm.
And I'll give you $50,000,000. Well, I don't have that much, but I'll have to win the lottery, but you know what I mean. So always have God in your corner. Don't turn away from God. But
yes.
Today we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall, and he is the assistant pastor and has been for 8 years, probably 9 years now, at the Virginia Baptist Church, and is a soft-spoken man who has been a national ambassador for Christ for years, not just 1 year or 2 years, but for years. His many attributes as a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and recording artist, and TV producer, with the records entitled The Praying Man album, The Praise God album, and the song you just heard, Don't Turn Away From God album, and another one will be coming out around the Christmas time frame. So, after this next selection from Reverend Marshall from his Don't Turn Away From God album, and it is entitled The Power of the Resurrection, you will be graced with his eloquent words from this man of God, taken from Psalms 15:1-8. And while we have this time, don't forget to get your sacraments for communion. So after this song, we will be graced with words from Reverend Ronnie Marshall, out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Amen.
Amen.
Life has given us so many turns, and there was no out. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It makes everything happen in life, all of the good success. Y'all listen to it.
Well,
Yes,
amen.
The power
thank
of the resurrection.
Lord.
Yes.
Resurrection.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is in your hands, Reverend Ron Marshall.
God bless you. God bless you all. And may
bless
the light
you.
Of the Lord continue to shine upon your lives. It's such a wonderful time to be alive, to see the things in which Jesus has spoken come to pass.
Amen.
It's such a wonderful time to be alive upon the face of the earth, because we can
yes.
clearly, visibly see the workings
mm-hmm.
of God being manifest. We can see the power of the resurrection. We can see Jesus
mm-hmm.
subduing the enemies of God upon him. And we're on his side. That's the beauty of
yes.
it. We can see Jesus subduing the enemies of God upon him.
Mm-hmm.
All of those
mm-hmm.
that oppose God. And the blessed part is about it, we are on Jesus' side. When I was coming up in life, they sang the song, I'm on the Lord's side now. And
yes.
it makes me
yes.
like, well, we're on Jesus' side tonight. And our souls
huh.
should be bubbling over, because
yes,
he got
yes.
all power over heaven
Hallelujah.
And earth. So we should be just overtaken with joy, like a tsunami.
Oh, yeah.
Number
yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And thank God for Minister Lula, and thank God,
Amen.
Sister Inez, and thank God
Amen.
For Pastor McCullough again. Thank
Amen.
God for you all. To all of the listeners
Amen.
Around the world, we're just so elated that you are with us this evening. And
yes.
God has not left you comfortless this evening. He's given
Amen.
You a word. Amen. Amen. You
Amen.
Know what Jesus said, I won't leave y'all comfortless, but he said, I'm going to send you,
mm-hmm.
pray to God that he send you another
uh-huh.
comforter, even the
yes.
spirit of truth. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The 15 numbers of Psalms, and
mm-hmm.
we'll start at the first verse, and we'll read these first five verses. 15 numbers of Psalm, and it says like this, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
Yes.
Who shall dwell in thy holy hills? He that walketh uprightly and
mm-hmm.
worketh righteousness, he speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor
yes.
doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contented. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that
mm-hmm.
sweareth to his own hurt and change not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taking reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never
be moved. Hallelujah.
For subject this evening, we're going to use who shall abide.
Mm.
Who shall abide.
All right.
Amen. Well, to begin with, when you think of the word abide, you think
mm-hmm.
of memory being thought on or remaining perpetually, or you think on things and you relate to them, but you never depart from what you've learned. Well, you abide. If you go to a place and you decide to make it home from where you're normally
mm-hmm.
would stay, that place you will abide. You'll be
mm-hmm.
there, and
mm-hmm.
you'll be there as long as you stay there, you know? But the
All
question
right.
was asking here, who shall abide? It was talking to Israel again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it mm-hmm. was speak to us modern-day Israel tonight. It was speaking of Israel then, but it's talking to modern-day Israel, the descendants of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
Isaac, and Jacob, talking to us
mm-hmm.
on tonight. Now, for the most part,
Come on.
Who shall abide in the tabernacle of God? Now, let's just
mm.
look at this. The scripture says, as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth, Matthew 6:10. Now, for us to take the concept as it is in heaven, as us to think like as it is in heaven here on the earth, then thank the Lord he have opened our eyes to abide perpetually. Let me say that again. When we look at abide with God in the tabernacle of God, then our mind, we that are scriptural readers and we that study the Bible, we that have been saved for some time, we that have, you know, built confidence in God through our faith, we that have came into the Lord and taken on the new nature, well, for us, who shall abide is like as it is in heaven, the concept of as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. Our faith has taken us to the heights of knowing that there is another world where God is, New Jerusalem. So our faith takes us in our belief after reading the scripture. Then our belief kicks in, and the spirit of truth takes us to the next level of knowing that we will abide with God forever. That's why we change the nature to abide with him forever, even when time on this earth has gone or demise or expired, then we still live on because we have taken on the understanding to abide with God forever. Mm. And then he goes on to say here, who shall dwell in the tabernacle in our holy hills? Well, in order for us to dwell with God and to be in God's presence, then we have to commune with God. We have to also have a willingness within us. There has to be a willingness in the recess of our beings that is regurgitated by the spirit of truth to cause us to want to remain in the presence of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Now, and then it goes on to say, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, that speaketh the truth in his heart. These are the characteristics in these five verses of people that's going to abide with God, but they got to carry out these practical ways. The ways that the Lord spoke of here, we have to carry these practical ways out to abide with him perpetually, where our abiding won't have an end. Well, for the most part, thinking of us modern day Israel, we have gone aside out of the way. Because out of the way of what? Out of the way of what? We have matured and come of age, but leanness of our souls have set in on us because of things in which the Lord has blessed us with. And it has taken some of us to the place of arrogance. It has taken some of us to the place of ignorance. It has taken some of us to the place of not wanting to deny ourselves under no circumstances. Well, we must remember, God gave old Israel everything they asked him for, but yet he sent them leanness of their souls. They had the things, but they didn't have no joy because they had things. They didn't have no joy because they did not want and they did not have a thirst and hunger for the true and living God that gave them the things. So much like us today. We have been blessed beyond measures, bountifully blessed, some of us. Well, we get to the point we're so blessed, then we don't want to deny ourselves. We want to fast it. We want to fast it consistently, all day, every day, in just the things that God has blessed us with, instead of wanting to deny ourselves and be in the presence of the Lord that gave us the things. But our patience waxed thin because of our eyes, because of the vision, because of the visible lust to crave for mundanism, adverse to staying with the true and living God who created mundanism. You see why he asked, who shall abide? Who is this that really, really want to pour out of the recess of their being constantly, consistently pour out to God? Make sure you do all that you can do while you're here on the earth to show the true and living God that you love him and you will deny yourself for him, because he's the one that created you, me, and everybody before the world was. God should not be feeling bad about his creation here on the earth. He should be a happy creator. Why? Because he made man to take on his holy, perfect, and righteous character. He made man to make him happy. So man, humans, us mortals, we should not be making God sad by acting like we don't want God's presence. You see, when your presence are disrespected within, you don't have much joy.
Yes.
When your presence is disrespected, then you don't want to be in that domain where your presence is disrespected. And most people are disrespecting God's presence, because he said, I'm omnipresence, I'm everywhere. He said, I'm abiding with you. I'm just trying to get your eyes open so you can abide with me. He said, if you abide with me, me and Jesus will come in and we'll sup with you.
Yeah.
Scripture says, who shall abide? And then it went on to call out some of the characteristics of those that walk uprightly, work at righteousness, and speak the truth in their heart, and not backbiting with his tongue, nor do evil towards his neighbor. He ain't envy, he ain't jealous. God's people that abide in his presence, they are peaceful people. They are people that operate in joy. They are people that have love consistently. Why? Because their practical way of life, because they abide in the presence of God, their practical way of life, even with business, is the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
They abide. Their practical way of life every day, their practice is to abide in the ways of the Spirit of truth. And as we abide in the way of the Spirit of truth, then that's when God's anointing confirms our works.
All right.
It confirms the things that we are commissioned to do for God. When the Spirit of truth, when God's presence is respected all the time as he wishes. And look, rightly so. Who would you want to be around more than you want to be around God? What crowd would you want to be in the day that we live
right.
in more than you want to be with God?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing, Saint. People around the world, I don't know nothing or nowhere or nobody I would rather be around than the presence of God. For the Bible say he gonna lead you and guide you into all truth. So if I'm with God, I don't have to worry about lies. I don't have to worry about gossip. I don't have to worry about people plotting. That's why I can stand on the scripture. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Why? Because I'm abiding in God.
Now,
the people that are not mature, the people that are not saved, you first have to come through the change to get to the point of abiding in God's presence. You that are not saved, you that are wandering in life, trying to figure out the directions in which you will go, and you don't have a clue. But you have to come through the change first. Then you learn about abiding in God's presence. What is the change?
Yeah.
The change is when you make a decision that you want to abide in the nature of the true and living God who created everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything totally. When you come to the change from the sinful, Adamic, fallen nature of mankind, when you stop the practice of a sinful nature when you stop the practice of the characteristics of the devil, when you stop the practice, the Bible says when you change your mind, come to that point, maybe a bad experience, maybe not. Maybe just you tired of sin and want to surrender. Well, if you come and make in your mind, I want to abide with God, then that's when the change happens in your heart and in your mind, because you made a conscious decision, I want to abide. I want to take on the nature of God, and then I want to abide in him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who shall abide? But something has to happen in this dispensation of time. Something has happened. People have forgot how important it is to abide in God. People have forgotten, and some fail to neglect how imperative it is for the presence of God to be with you everywhere.
Yes,
we're living in a cataclysmic moment. We're living in a cataclysmic moment. When I use the word cataclysmic moment, we're relating to natural things that have happened that was unwelcome, like pandemic, like monkeypox, like all of these other trend of diseases that are plagues, that are flaring up, but not surprising to those that abide in God, because we didn't abide in God, reads the word in the Bible, tell us these things would be. So even in this cataclysmic moment in time where we are, we still have confidence that we that abided in God. Why do we have confidence? Because he said, I give my angels charge over thee, and they will bear thee in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And then he tells us, even in this cataclysmic moment, he tells us, he says, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be worrying and relating to the horror of the pandemic of COVID, or to the horror of monkeypox. He said, because no disease shall come now you, because you are in my presence. He tells us, who shall abide? Who gonna keep the frame of mind? Who gonna walk upright? Who gonna do these things? Who gonna swear to their own hurt and change not? Who will abide in the things that God desire?
Yes.
So the Bible says we take on the nature of the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, then guess what? We dwell in God, and God dwelleth within us. And he said if he dwells within us, then we shall ask what we will, and it shall be given unto us. He said he's given us all things, we that abide in him. He said, I've given you all things, that your joy might be full. And he said that he might be glorified. God has given us all things. So there's no need to walk away from God looking for something because he's given you all things simply because you recognize him as the creator. You know him. He knows you. He said, I've given you all things. Let no man deceive you because I've already given you all things. And then he said, not only have I given you all things, he said, but I'm going to open up the eyes of your understanding because you abide in me. And he said, I'm going to teach you about the hidden wisdom and knowledge in Christ Jesus, the hidden wisdom that none of the princes of this world knew. He said, for had they known it, they would not have crucified Jesus. But then he tells us again, if you abide in me, you haven't even saw the beginning of what I'm going to do in your life and what I'm going to do through your body. He said, you haven't even, he said, your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard. He said, neither have you even entered your heart the things that I have for you because you love my presence. You respect my presence
God said, when you love his presence and you respect his presence, he said, then you can call those things that are not as though they were, because the same
Remember.
Spirit mm-hmm. of truth that was working when he said, let there be light, let there be evening, mm-hmm. separated the evening from the morning and the morning from the evening. He's that same spirit, he said, is the spirit of truth that uses the echoes of God and brings things into existence.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of truth is in us.
Mm. Yes.
That's why we shouldn't mind abiding in the Lord. We shouldn't mind basking in God's spirit as we do our business throughout the workday.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out if you stay in the presence of the Lord, your workday will become so easy and time will just fly. Why? Because your mind is on Jesus. You're in the presence of the Lord, and God is working everything out on your behalf. He's bringing the very
yes.
thought that you had and thought that it was over. God said, no, here it is. Why? Because you're in my presence. Remember what he told him over in Malachi? He said, because you know my name, you gather together and you talk upon me. He said, I hear you. He said, now, since I hear you, because you're discussing me, I'm God, and you know I'm the true and living God, and you know I created you, and you didn't create yourself. He said, because you understand this. He said, in the day that I make up my jewels, ye shall be mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to abide. Brothers and sisters listening all over the country, nations and nations, I want to abide in the presence of God, because there's no other God outside of the true and living God who made all things. He's the one
yeah.
that sent the plague and then taking the plagues away. He's the one with the power that shut up the rain from the earth, and it didn't rain until he opened it back up again. But I'm saying to you today, abide in the
mm-hmm.
presence of the Lord. Respect the presence of the Lord. Because when you do, the scripture tells us here tonight, he said, you shall never be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody going to be able to trick you? If you abide in the presence of the Lord, anybody going to be able to trick you? If you abide in the presence of the Lord, you know your words. If you
yeah.
abide in the presence of the Lord, he opens the eyes
mm-hmm,
of your understanding
mm-hmm.
and gives you clarity about the things you don't understand so that you will understand it. If you abide in the presence of the Lord, Jesus said he came because you are in the presence of the Lord. He said, I've given you life, and that more abundantly. Abundantly. He said, I bountifully
mm-hmm.
bless you because you are in the presence of the Lord. Healing is going to take over your body. Healing is going to take over your mind. Mending of your broken heart is going to be mended. Why? Because you are in the presence of the true and living God. And because God created us in his image, and also because he created us and we are what he loved, he embraces us all over again by the Spirit of truth, by the resurrection of Jesus. God is embracing us all over again, so therefore we must love and we must learn how important it is to abide in him.
Yes, yes.
Some people say, well, I'm caught up in a triangle, I'm caught up in a square, and I can't
yes.
go nowhere because I'm caught up.
I can't
go forward. I'm stagnated because I'm mimicking this Adamic nature of the world. I'm trying to move up through the ranks of the world. I'm trying to build some reputation that the world will recognize, and so on and as such. Well, you're doing the wrong thing. You're going about it all wrong. You can't go backwards and get success. You got to press toward the mark of perfection of the high calling in Christ Jesus to receive the prize. You can't go backwards. You can't get healing out of what's paining you. You got to get rid of the pain. And how do you get rid of the pain? Abiding in God. God abiding in you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the God that made the whole world wants to embrace you?
He wants to
literally embrace you. He wants to literally talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. He wants to share everything that you don't understand by way of his spirit of truth. He wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to tell you that you belong to him. Can you feel the shackles? Can you feel the yokes falling off? Because God's saying, come into my presence. And when you come into my presence, it's the fullness of joy. There's nothing that you got to worry about in the presence of God. You can release all things unto him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Who shall abide? Who going to remember? Mm-hmm. Who going to remember and be happy and be excited and joyful because God did change you. He did let you come through the chains. And when you came to the chains, he enlightened the eyes of your understanding that you may know his ways. And then you began to walk in those ways. Now, every day was not a bed of ease. Yeah, the devil going to fight you. For the Bible says when you decide to do right, every fool will be melon. But that's cool. That's fine.
Oh, yes.
Why? Because no weapon formed against you. The Bible say, he said, they'll come towards you one way, but they'll flee seven different ways. And then he said, I'll give you access to me while you calling me because you're in my presence. I already know what you need. He said, while you calling me, I would have already answered you. Why? Because you are abiding in my presence. He's telling modern day Israel again, the promises, the covenant I've made with your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said, those promises and that covenant is still good. He said, you're going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. He said, you're going to be blessed because of my covenant. He said, I cannot lie. And my word must perform all that I sent it out to perform. So if you're abiding in God, you got it made. If you're abiding in God, you got it going on. And if you're abiding in God, you got some power. For the Bible say, when the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, come upon you, you shall receive power. So think about being in God's presence on a consistency. Look at the power that you will possess. Look at the power of the thought pattern. You can think something that's right and think something that's true, and the Spirit of truth is going to make it happen. Whether it's a goal, whether it's a financial situation, whether it's an ailment, you can just think it, and the Spirit of truth will make it happen for you, because it's God's will that you have good. He said, I have good expectation for you that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul shall prosper. Prosper how? Prosper in the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, grooming your life, making your life better, giving you a sound foundation, and let you devil hold to that rock, the rock that rocked Jesus Christ, the right, the solid rock. But you must abide in him.
You can't
get frantic because we are in a cataclysmic world. You don't have to worry about relating to the disaster or the horror. No. You rest under the shadow of the Almighty. And when you rest under the shadow of the Almighty, then sweet rest take over your instrument of expression, your body. Then when sweet rest take over you and the Spirit of the Lord take over you and you're basking in his Spirit, well, then healing comes. Not only healing comes, but wealth comes. Not only wealth comes, but power of the anointing comes. Not only power of the anointing that comes, but you practical ways, your ways become the ways of the Spirit of God. You're loving 24 hours a day. You enjoy 24 hours a day. You're in peace 24 hours a day. You're tolerance 24 hours a day. You got brotherly kindness going. You got this 24 hours in a day because you abide in the presence of the Lord. How sweet it is and how good it is and how pleasant it is when you dwell with unity with the Spirit of the Lord. How good and how pleasant it is for fire when you dwell with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of truth take over your mind. And when the Spirit of truth takes over your mind began to transfer information to your body. And your body presents yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God.
Yes.
And you know it's your reasonable service. Why? Because you're in God's presence, and he's constantly purging you for the next level in him, purging you from one level of faith to another, higher heights and deeper depths. When you are in the presence of God, he opens up the revelation unto you.
Come on.
Who shall abide? Who shall abide? Who really get off serving God? Who really turn on by the Spirit of God? Who really, really love God until they don't want to depart out of his presence? Who here on the earth really, really loves God to the point you don't want to depart out of his presence, but you want his presence to be with you every step, every hour of the day? You know, these various variants that are going around, these different diseases and plagues, you need the Spirit of God more than you need the mass. You need the Spirit of God in the day that we live in, with all of the turmoil, with all of the sorrow, with all, we need the presence of God with us when we step out of the door, when we get in the car, when we get out of the car, when we begin to go to work, when we talk to people. We need the Spirit of the Lord, because people in this academic nature, they are living on a frantic scene. They have no foundation. Mm-hmm. The one that they're standing on is crumbling because they are standing on they're standing on sand. And the Bible says, if you stand it upon sand, or if you build a house upon sand, then the winds and the turbulent rains blow it all down. So if you're not in the presence of God, you could be overtaken with depression. You could be overtaken with high blood pressure. You could be overtaken with diabetes. You could be overtaken with cancer. You could be overtaken with all of the plagues, monkey pops and COVID. You could be overtaken if you do not stay in the presence of God. The presence of God for the righteous is just like a bubble. And when you walk into it, it surrounds your whole body, your whole mind. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, speaking to you, and nothing but truth will be able to resonate to your heart and to your mind. And truly, truly, we live in a day we need the presence of the Lord, because the Bible say false teachers, false prophets, false apostles, they're running around to and fro, and the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of the beast. We need the presence of God, because all of this stuff is working and it's alive. Pastor Paul said it is even going out into the world. Can't you see every time you turn on the television, turn on the radio, you see how the Antichrist is yelling out to everybody, there is no God, don't believe in God. Well, if you do not live in the presence of the Lord, you will be deceived. Amen. But if you abide in his presence, let his presence saturate you.
Lord.
Let his presence saturate you day and night. Have a joy for the Spirit of the Lord and the presence of the Lord. Respect the presence of the Lord, because he said, behold, my eyes is upon every place, beholding the evil and good.
Yay.
Respect the presence of the Lord wherever you go.
Yes.
Give homage to God wherever you're standing. In the day that we, brothers and sisters, I'm bidding you, please, respect the presence of God. I'm bidding you, please, do not just get caught up with mundanism and carnalism. Don't get caught up with this mess, this foolishness, but make sure that you reverence the presence of God, because he said, behold, my eyes is upon every place, beholding the evil and the good.
Yes.
That's why he tells us, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I'm going to direct your path.
Yes.
You need the presence of God to direct your path. You need the presence of God to control your body.
Mm-hmm.
You need the presence of God to control your eyesight, to control your vision of life, what you should do to be a good witness. You need the presence of God with you. Who shall abide? And he that doeth these things, shall never, never be moved. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, he that speaketh the truth in his heart, ain't turned on by lies,
He that backbiteth not with his tongue,
yes,
nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh a reproach against his neighbor. He that sweareth his own hurt change not, and he that doeth these things shall never be moved. If you stay in the presence of the Lord,
will nothing
overtake you but blessings. If you are bad, and if you are bad in God, if you're bad in Him, then nothing will overtake you but blessings. If you're bad in His presence, you ain't got to worry about demons. You ain't got to worry about ghosts. You ain't got to worry about hoodoo or voodoo.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about no demonic force, because Jesus have overcome all of that. And He said, yes, I've overcome. So since I've overcome, and you and me, you have overcome too. So be happy. We that dwelleth in the Spirit of the Lord, we're shouting all the time. We're dancing this in our spirit. We're yelling hallelujah. Our hands go up. We're worshiping Him, because the Bible says, as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. And in heaven, they're worshiping Him. They're honoring Him. They're talking about His majesty, and they're saying to Him, the God on the throne that liveth forever and ever and ever, ever, ever more. But then guess what? When we make it to heaven, eternity will just be getting started. Listen.
Well,
stay in the presence. Stay in the presence of the Lord, because we're living in perilous times. Remember, we're living in a cataclysmic. That word, cataclysmic, cataclysmic. We're living in a cataclysmic time, and folk are hung up in a mindset of relating to the devastation that happened. But we won't do that. We're going to press toward the mark of a higher calling in Christ. Even though everything is going on, we're going to press toward the mark. I'm still pressing toward the mark of a higher calling, and I'm practicing the lifestyle. I'm practicing.
Hallelujah.
Y'all listen to what I'm saying? I'm practicing the lifestyle, and I see myself getting better. I see myself relating to the Spirit in a closer manner, because I'm feeling the Spirit more. Who shall abide? Well, I don't know how many. I don't know how many, but I hope everybody that heard this message, make up in your mind, I'm a rendezvous with the presence of God. Make up in your mind, I'm going to have a party with the presence of the Lord. Make up in your mind my thinking. Think on these things that are good. Think on these things that are pure. Think on these things that are of a good report. Think on these things, the Bible says, and rejoice, and exceedingly rejoice. Yeah. Why? Because your labor won't be in vain if you're in the presence of the Lord, and the Spirit of truth is leading you. You will do what God put you here upon the earth to do, take on His holy and perfect and righteous character. And just in case you feel like that you have failed backwards, get on up now, because you're in the presence of the Lord. Get on up and start to run all over again. You don't have to. God know what you've done coming into Him. So all you got to do is get up now. Get up and get back in the presence of the Lord. And bask in the presence. Enjoy the presence of the Lord. When you're in the presence of the Lord, don't you know you're getting a diagnosis of your conditions? When you're in the presence of the Lord, don't you know you get a diagnosis and a healing? He shows you that He heals you. Now you say you want a good feeling. You say you want a peace that surpasses all understanding. Well, if you want a peace that surpasses all understanding on a consistency, then you got to stay in the presence of the Lord. Because He cancels out the evil personalities that Satan sit up on the earth to trouble you and make you worry and all this kind of stuff. When you're in the presence of the Lord, the presence of God cancel that stuff out, and you still remain in your peace.
Yes.
So tonight,
hallelujah.
Let us abide even the more. God bless you. That's the word for this evening.
Amen. Yes. After that word, who shall abide? Do you want to abide, or do you want to sit on the outside looking in? I don't think I want to sit on the outside looking in because that's not too cute. It's almost like being in the rain when you're looking outside and you're looking inside and everybody else is in a tent. Who wants to abide? That's what it's like. If you want to abide with Jesus Christ, you know, you need to let him come into your life. And so we're going to have the invitation to Christian discipleship. Welcome to the family by Reverend Marshall, and then we will go into Holy Communion. So please have your sacraments together, your water, your juice, your wine, your crackers, your bread, or whatever, so that when it's time for communion, you will be ready for communion. So invitation to Christian discipleship.
Father God, Jehovah, now if there's anybody around the world that's listening and your life is going down a dead-end road and there is no out for you, we bid you today to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior over your life. Accept Him. Come to the change. Come up to the change. You've lived in the way you've lived all your life, and it haven't profited you, and you haven't gotten your expectations out of life that you desire. So now that you know it's not working for you in the way that you've been living, in the sinful nature, come on, let's walk up together to change tonight. Let's walk up together wherever you are. In the spirit, I'm with you. Don't feel alone. Don't feel abandoned. Don't feel like you the only person in the position that you're in, but that because there's millions or more. But tonight, let's walk up together wherever you are. Get up. I'm spiritually with you. Get up and let's walk up together. I'm here with you. And let's get let's get to the altar of our hearts and let's welcome Jesus into our life. No, you may have never been to church. No, you may have never been taught about Jesus. You might have come up in one of those families where anything goes. And you might have come up in one of those families where the world is more important. But tonight, you're making a difference. You're making a change. You be the first person to change in your family in this generation.
Yeah.
And then go
yeah.
back and tell
yeah.
them. But you make the change tonight. Now, here's what you have to do to make the change. You have to repent of all of the sins, all of the wrong that you've done to yourself and to others.
Come on.
And then you have to ask Jesus, will you be Lord in my life? And will you come into my life and make the change that I need, that I might eternally be with God and abide with him forever? That's all you got to do, is just confess the wrong that you've done to yourself and others and accept Jesus as Lord tonight. When you do that, now your position changes. You've come through the change now. Because you've accepted God, your position changes. But now still, your position changes, but Jesus knows that you're going to have conditions that's going to have to be worked on and changed through the Word of God. You made the first step because you changed your position. Now all you got to do is come and you got to get with somebody of Christ or some people who read the Word and who know the Word and who love God and love Him with all their heart. You got to get with them. And you got to find out when the Bible sessions are going on. Like we have Bible sessions every other Wednesday night here on Let's Good Radio. You got to find when people are love God and they're doing the things of God, and you got to urge yourself, and you got to move on toward God's way because you've changed. Now you come through the change tonight, and you've made a difference. So the devil's gonna be mad because you're denouncing him.
Yes.
You don't want his ways that don't profit you. You don't want his ways to keep your heart hurting and your mind all confused. You don't want the devil's ways no more. So you've come to the change tonight. Your position done changed. Now we're finna work on your conditions. And we're going to not only work on your condition, but I'm yet working on my condition. They that are listening, that are saved, they're yet working on their condition. And we're getting better and better because we're fixing our condition with the Word of God. So think about it. You are not alone. We're practicing. We've just been practicing a little longer than you. But you've made the proper steps for your conditions that we don't know about all of them. But you know about all of them. God knew about all of them. So you can give God. You don't have to tell us. You can give God your heart. Now, if there's something on your heart you need to discuss,
The numbers and the lines were open. But right now, you are making the change. Pick up that Bible. There are 66 books in this Bible. Pick it up. Read these books in the Bible. Learn where the scriptures are and ask the Lord to teach you how to remember the scriptures. Well, when you do that, then your life begins to change because what you remember, what you read, you begin to practice it daily. Like we,
that's what I'm telling you tonight.
We're practicing. We'll continue to practice we hear Jesus say, come on, enter ye into the joy of the Lord. Until the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, drop us off at Jesus, guess what? We're going to be practicing.
That's right.
God bless you. God bless you tonight.
God
so you
bless
now,
you.
Your,
Amen.
Your,
Amen.
Your position has changed. Your position has changed since you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior over your life.
Yeah.
And you repented for the wrongs that you've done to yourself and others. But then your position has changed now. Now you got to stay with the word of the Lord that your condition changed. Your conditions changed that you picked up in that sinful nature. You got to now work on them through the word of the Lord. God bless your souls on tonight.
Yeah.
The doors are open. The doors are open. Even when the preaching is over, the doors is open. God's still willing to come in your heart.
Yeah.
After we finish the service, God still wants to come into your heart. All you got to do is keep abiding in him. Stay in him. I got to go.
Stay with him.
And if you stay with him, guess what? Bless your life.
Oh,
you're going to be successful. You're
going
to have the things that you need.
Yeah.
You have the things that you desire. Mm-hmm. But you got to abide in God. Amen.
Yes. And if you want to be prayed for, you can. If you want to be prayed for, you can call us at 845-241-9985 as we get ready for Holy Communion. Again, it's 845-241-9985. And after communion, I'll go down the line and see if anybody, you know, wants prayer, special prayer. But we extend our hands out to each and every one of you for prayer. So, you know, you just come on in. So you don't have to be on the outside looking in when they ask who shall abide, because you don't want to be in the rain when you can be in a nice, content tent. So the number again is 845-241-9985. And so now we're going to go into Holy Communion. Amen.
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 Everybody got their circlement ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Over here in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, around about the 23rd verse, it said, such as I have that was delivered unto me, I give it unto you all. It said, in the same night in which Jesus was betrayed, the Bible said that he took bread and he took the cup. Bread is his body. Cup is the New Testament. He took the bread and he took the drink and he prayed, Lord, bless this, and did he pass it around to them. Now I want to just share something with you before we take the Lord's cup and the drink. This service, the communion, is a part of God's presence. It's the most important service because this is where the Lord showed humility with all of the power that he possesses. The Bible says that he not only supped with them, took the bread and took the cup and they drank it, but the Bible says he was in so much humility until he robed himself with an apron. And then he washed the disciples' feet. So this experience of the Lord's Supper is not where we just come together and eat and drink. But this is an humbling experience that we give homage to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He got up and he washed their feet and just showed humility in all of this service. You remember Apostle Paul, he rebuked them. If you read up a little farther in the 11th chapter, he was telling them about their conduct in this particular service. Because the presence of God was abiding here, Apostle Paul said, he said, look at y'all. Y'all coming together for not the good, but for the worse. He said one is eating, mocking the other person, the other is drinking and mocking another, and then some are drunk, and then there's conversation going on all over the place. The women are in uproar. That's when Apostle Paul told the women, he said, let the women keep silent because y'all are disturbing the meeting. He said, if you want to learn something, learn at home. We are in an important service here. They had gone aside because possibly they didn't think that this service was as important as it is. So Pastor Paul had to get their attention. He said, y'all cut it out. Don't y'all have homes where y'all can go and get drunk and argue? He said, but don't do that here. This is a special service. We're honoring the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. He said, don't take this lightly. He said, some people have taken it so lightly, the Bible says, until some have fallen sick. And some have even sleeping and died because they didn't understand the importance of the presence of God in this service right here. So let us not take it lightly. So he took the bread, he broke it, and he blessed it.
Amen.
Dr. Lula, pray over the bread.
Oh, Father God, right now, we thank you for the bread of life.
Yes,
we take this bread in memory of you, your son Jesus. I don't know anybody in the world that would give their only begotten son, a daughter, a child. I've never met anyone, but you willingly gave. And because of that, we say thank you. We don't complain, Lord. We just say thank you. And we take this bread to purify our food in our body, to guide us and teach us in all things that are pure for the body and for the healing and deliverance of the body.
Yes.
And these in all things we ask and give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Reverend McCullen, will you please pray for the drink? Sister Inez, will you ask Reverend McCullen to pray?
Yeah, I will. Heavenly Father, we ask now that you bless the blood, oh God, the blood that ran out of the body of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you allow it to cover and keep us. We thank you, oh God, for the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf and all the way to the cross.
Yeah.
And now, God, we ask this as we partake in the broken body and the blessed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you would allow it to cover us, that you would allow it to deliver us, and that you would allow it to keep us, oh God. I pray and I pray a prayer of consecration upon this, these elements, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 So they took the bread and they ate it.
Amen.
They took the drink and they drank all of it.
Yes.
And as often as you do this, as often as you do this, as often as you take the Lord's Supper, as often as you drink of his blood, he said you do show forth his death, burial, and resurrection at his coming again.
Yeah.
May God add a blessing to those that were partakers of the Lord's Supper on this evening. And consider his presence as the feet washing. Consider the Lord's presence as the healer to those that need healing.
Yes.
Consider the Lord's presence as the keeper of the soul for the times to come. Consider the Lord's presence as the tsunami of blessings that shall overtake you. God bless you on tonight.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Word.
Amen.
Word.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who prayed over the sacrament and for the communion.
Lord.
And we're going to act like we at church. We have announcements. So on August the 9th, which is Tuesday, we have Ms. Inez said, let's talk about it. That's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on that Thursday, we have a view of the kingdom out of Pine Bluff, Sister Stephanie Jordan. And her time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And she's a woman of God who talks about basically how to be a man of God, how to be a woman of God, the ideal people, mm-hmm. and just things pertaining to being a godly person. And that's on Thursday evening. And then on Sunday, August the 14th, we have Pastor B with a time to decree out of Little Rock, Arkansas as well. And her time of preaching, speaking is at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And still, I mean, I'm sorry, but Arkansas is just bringing it. So on November the 12th, these are save the dates. November 12th and 13th, the Women on Fire Conference, brought to you by the Raw Power Ministry out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And if you're going to be in that area, it's at 2900 West 6th Street in Pine Bluff. And the date, the time, excuse me, is 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on both days. And it's not just for women. Men will be on fire as well. So please, 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 hopefully they'll be broadcasting or what have you, but hopefully somebody will at least let us tune in so that we can hear what's going on in the conference, the Women on Fire Conference, in November 12th and 13th at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we also want to support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away from God album, which most of the song, well, all the songs that you heard this evening,
amen,
were from that album. And you can buy them on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and all other music media. So watch out also around Christmas. There's going to be a new album coming out. And he also has a video out for Don't Turn Away from God. Please check that out on YouTube. And please support him as he always supports each and every one of us throughout the week. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, hit me up. You can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and you can share it on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and any other social media platforms that you have. So you can share, and we can get the word out, and everybody can be heard, and you can be heard around the world like we are right now in the different countries, because they listen to us, tune in to us, and they share with the other countries and other people around their vicinities. So if you want to hear anything on demand, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do It Radio, and you can pick any episodes which you have heard from the past and just listen and listen and tell your friends about it. Tell anybody that you know, hey, I heard this wonderful segment, blah, 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 blah. But tell them to go to Let's Do It Radio under blogtalkradio.com. And to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can cash at me at $ANAISEVALCOUR. And or you can Venmo me at Miss I, or at MZ hyphen INEZ. Or if you know my telephone number, you can hit me up through Zelle. So again, to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, cash app, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo, @MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle. So we want to thank each and every one of you again and again and again for joining us on this first Sunday of August, Communion Sunday. And if you have something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join me on Tuesday night on Miss Inez Says, and let's talk about it. And we could be discussing your topic. So again, you can hit me up at Let's Do It. What is it? It is Let's Do It Radio at gmail.com, and we could talk about it. And I don't know if anybody wants to have anything to say before we get off the line. So the lines are open. If anybody has anything they'd like to say before we close out, Reverend McCullough, Reverend McCullough, do you have anything to say before we close out?
I certainly enjoyed the word and the worship service. Reverend Carolyn and I are just happy to be in the midst, and we were blessed by all that we have heard. And our prayers goes out to you all. You all pray for us, and we will pray for you as we strive to build this kingdom that God's looking for us to build. Thank you all so much. God bless you.
Thank you. I may be calling on you sometime to be special guests, so, you know, Don't count yourself out. So we thank each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have the speaker of the hour. If you want to say anything before we close out.
Just abide in the presence of the Lord and be happy abiding in Him. And He'll make His abide with you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to thank each and every one of you again for joining each and every one of us on this station, Let's Do a Radio. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Falco Designs at www.anaisdalcour.com, which you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well, along with Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas, who is the assistant pastor at Virginia Baptist Church. And on today's sermon, Who Shall Abide? Taken from Psalm 15. So please be kind one to another. And we all need love. So love each other, because, you know, that's one thing I think is missing out in the world is the love of each other with all this stuff that's going on. Monkeypox, chickenpox, whatever other kind of pox. Corona virus and everything else, you know, shingles, this and that, any disease that's coming upon us, you know, just pray it away, you know, because the devil is upon us, and I think he's on one shoulder and the angel's on the other shoulder. So listen to the angel and not to Satan, because he will definitely be in your ear and have you doing things that you shouldn't be doing and doubting yourself. So please don't doubt yourself if you are one of God's children. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We will have a prayer and benediction by Reverend Ron Marshall. Peace be unto you. And we will have a song after, and we will close out. So go ahead with the benediction, Reverend Marshall.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank thee, because thou lovest us, and thou carest for us. Now, Lord, we ask you to open the eyes of the understanding of the lost, bring them to you, to the change, in the name of Jesus. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, that we cause you no shame. And then give us, Lord, give us that systemic stimulus to stay in your presence. Give us the courageous power to cling to your spirit in your presence, and let us honor your presence and reverence your presence in everything that we do. Keep us, Lord, and we'll be kept. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And thank you again to each and every one of you who have joined us, tuned in, listened in, shared, and cared. In Jesus' name, I've got Jesus' love, and we will close out. Thank you all again for joining. Have a wonderful evening until we meet on Tuesday. Be safe, stay safe, and, you know, stay in the love of God. Amen.
Everybody needs to know that in Jesus is a minute. Jesus love, and Lord,
Amen. Have a blessed evening. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night.